Siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo omhla ka 28 kuNtulikazi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe esisakaza sise Washington DC. Walambulela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga.
Hello Chris Gande.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukufa abantu abalichumi lasithupha engozini yokungqikilana kwemota enkulu yohlobo lwe-UD truck lemota encane yohlobo lwe-Mercedes-Benz emgwaqweni osuka eBridge usiya eMaswingo.
Idale labesifazana ebandla lezanu PF Women's League libikwa lithelifuna ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe abe ngumgcini sihlalo walo.
Umongameli Barack Obama wele Melika uthi amazwe abensundu alakho kungaphumeleli kangako nxa inkokheli yawo ingasathathanga amanyathelo okuvimba umkhuba okungathembeki owe-corruption.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Kufe abantu abalichumi lesithupha engozini yokungqikilana kwemota enkulu yohlobo lwe-UD truck lemota encane yohlobo lwe-Mercedes-Benz Sprinter emgwaqweni osuka eBridge usiya eMaswingo lamhlanje emadabukabusa ngehola lesithathu. Abalichumi lanhlanu balaba bantu bahle bafela khonapho kwathi umchayeli we-truck ufele endleleni esiwa esibhedlela se-Bridge District Hospital. Inani labalimale kulingozi kalikaziwa kodwa iningi labo libikwa lisiwe esibhedlela. Ezithi esibhedlela seNishuro Hospital eMaswingo kanye leseBridge District Hospital.
Idale lamakhosikazi ebandla lezanu PF Women's League libikwa lithe lifuna ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe kumele abe ngumgcini sihlalo walo. Iphephandaba lethe Sunday Mail lithi ngumgcini sihlalo wedaleleli unkosazana ophamuchinguri nguye okhokhela umkhankaso wokuthi unkosikazi Mugabe athathe isikhundla sakhe. Ngesonto kube lomkhosi wokunanza ilanga lokuzalwa kukankosikazi Mugabe endlini yakhe yokugcina abantwana emazowe lapho amakhosikazi ebandla lezanu PF agcizelele usekelo lwakhe. Kodwa umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru ubengekho okwenze abantu bacabangele ukuthi uzondile ngoba engafuni ukuthi unkosikazi Mugabe athathe lesi sikhundla. Kodwa iphephandaba lethe Sunday Mail lithi akusiloqiniso lokhu ngoba unkosikazi Mujuru ubebambekile. Kodwa ingcwethe ecubungula ezombusazi womnumzana Max Mkandla utshele Studio 7 ukuthi kukhanya umongameli Mugabe efuna ukuthi inkosikazi yakhe imelame kwela kusasa.
Uhlupho lukhona phambili laphana ngama positions ukuthi yagcina emingaphi etheni. Very recently kathesi nje ukwakhupha amanye amazwi lapho ukuthi abantu abarethayo nabo kumele bethene la. So inkokheli enjalo kuground lapha sithi thina yena ebe nguye president welizwe. Akugcile ebantwini ukuthi kuyacela kusuka nenye ingozi. Njalo kona bekuqondile okwenzela ukuthi ama-functions la ngabe khona ekamjuru nekamnankagwa ife i-function liyana. Ilizwe liye phambili ngani ngokulungiselela umkhono mwalo ilizwe sesalithatha. Ukuthi ngakala ukuthi khona kutholakala imisebenzi. Le mali yelizwe ibe khona uphawu lwesizwe iyimali yakhona lapha hathi imali lezi eziningi-ningi.
Singathi nxa sikhangele imbali yelizwe ukubana ilizwe lilungele na okwakathesi ukuthi kube lo mkhokheli onjengo Grace Mugabe ongumwesifazane.
Ngehistory yelizwe leli ukuthi labuya njani singatshelana amanga kumbe ukuthabisana. Lokhu kuyabe sokufanele nokutshela abantu ukuthi khona belala ubusuku bonke bedrive amagonethi bengomama. Ilizwe leli omama siyabahlonipha abakhokhelele enhlelweni lapha abamele bekhokhelele khona. This gender issue leyi khona lapha e-Africa sibili. Ye ukhona umama omunye okhokhelelayo kwemali yamazwe khona lapha e-Africa lapho ngimaziyo. But leli yilizwe elabuya ngokuthiyeneyo asikuqakathekisenini khona leli lizwe lilamasiko alo. Leli lizwe lilendlela yazo yokuthi khona abantu baphilisana njani. Singatshelana amanga lapho ngokupromota into okuthiwa i-gender issue lapho sokuphokanyazani ilizwe leli sokumele ukuthi khona liye kuswa ngumuntu okumama. Lokho ngiyangiboni mina kusenzakala lokho.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Max Mkandla ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe bekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930-12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Nilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Umhlangano obumele ube khona lamuhla phakathi kwabameli bezisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions iZCTU kanye labaqhatshi abakuhlanganiso Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe iEMCOS kawusabanga khona. Lomhlangano obumele ube ngokuxoxisana ngokuguqulwa komthetho wezisebenzi obumele lamandla okusemthethweni. Sixoxa lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeZCTU Mnumzana George Ngiwane ukuze sizwe okune ngalolu daba.
Namhlanje sibe sibe lomhlangano we-Tripartite Negotiating Forum. Lomhlangano uhlanganisa abavela kuhulumende, kuzisebenzi, then laku-EMCOS laba abantu kazamabhizinisi. Kumele sihlangane namuhla sikhangela udaba le-labor law reform. Sitheze simelele ke abe-government le-business. Sikuveni yakhona kumele sihlangane khona. Sasesitshela-ke izisebenzi zale hotel ukuthi sekulombiko wokuthi na umhlangano lapha sikhanseliwe awusayi kuba khona. I-government ithe sibambekile, uminista sephathekile. Ngase ngifonela-ke mina-ke unobhala-ke usecretary we-labor ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani. Ngamthole ngekho wazefona-ke ezexolisa la ukuthi abakithi ngiyaxolisa kube nje lomonakalo ukuthi vele lami ngiphambanisekile, senzela ukuthi uminista akakwanisi ukubuya, sephiwe nye-assignment nguhulumende. So umhlangano asayi kuba khona, yikho kwenzakale namhla.
Manje libona njani ikakhulu ukubana alitshelwa selifike ehoteleni kulokhu phambaniseka kokukhulumisana la?
Ya, kusiphathe kakhulu, kuyasicunula thina njengesebenzi njengoba besikhangele ukuthi sizakhuluma siqede ke indaba le-labor law reform. But sibatshelile nje ukuthi hhayi okwebe kukahle ukuthi abantu bayakhuluma kusele sikhathi ukuyenzela abanye bengagijimi begijimela into engekho. So sibazisile ukuthi akulunganga konoko. Kathe siyasekacabanga ukuthi medu kungaba nje idile engitatikike. Siyakuvuma nje ukuthi okay, medu kuphambanisekile, uminista obe-assigned elsewhere. But sizakhangela-ke ngokuhamba kwezikhathi ngoba kithi sikhangelele kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangakhuluma ngaceda leli nda. Kulento ezinkulu okumele sizikhulume kakhulu ezikhangelelele nodi eZimbabwe ukuthi singathini, sifake amakhanda ndawonye njengezizalo seZimbabwe.
Manje selikhangelele ukuthi wenziwe nini lo mhlangano?
Thina kithi njengesebenzi kube sithethi nangomvulo ngefika elandelayo.
Lo mnumzana George Nkiwane umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZCTU ubekhuluma icingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Icele le-MDCT elizibiza ngokuthi yi-Renewal Team selilamalunga e-National Executive amatsha akhethwe ngempela viki. I-National Executive le ekhokhelwa umnumzana Tendai Biti iza kuba lamakomiti alichumi lasithupha. Omunye wenkokheli le umnumzana Gordon Moyo owasuka esikhundleni sokuba umgcinisihlalo kobulawayo ngenyanga edluleyo ozakhokhela ikomiti yobona ngobudlelwano labahlala kwamanye amazwe. Ngempela sonto kuvele amanye njalo amalunga edalele ephalamende asekuceleleli. Aselichumi lathoba munwe munye 19 amalunga edalela ephalamende asekuceleleli. Lona ibandla leMDCT lalithole amalunga angamajumi amane lasitshiyagalolunye 49 kudale leNational Assembly labangamajumi amabili lanye i-21 kudale leSenate. Sixoxe lelunga lebandla leli umnumzana Rejimoyo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Mpela viki esikwenzileyo yikubana sibe lo mhlangano ngeFriday lapho akade siklara njenge National Working Committee eyiyo ethungamela inhlelo zephathi sihlela amakomithi ephathi ukuba ukwenzela ukuthi kube lemisebenzi ethile leluhlu lwemisebenzi ethile okunjengokuqoqwa kwemphathi ukuphimiswa kwemibiko ukusebenzelana lalaba abasemazweni ukusebenzelana lamanye amazwe lezinye nje zenhlelo okufanele inhlanganiso izenze yikho-ke kulawo makomithi kukhethwe abantu abathile ukubana babe ngama-chairpersons ngoba okwakade sibona ukuthi sizahamba sisebenza ngecommittee system ku-national ku-national working committee saphinda futhi safaka i-management committee kwenzela ukuthi sithungamele inhlelo zenhlanganiso zisiyalungiselela i-congress njengokubana liyazi kakhulu ukuthi sibe saba lokuthi sikhiphe labo abanye kade sebe siqamula isisekelo sombuso yemhlanganiso.
Sizwa kuthiwa kulabanye ababuyileyo emhlanganweni wenu abafana labo Gordon Moyo labo Tsunga, ungasitshela ukuthi bakhona yini abanye sizabona labo beziveza?
Abantu kuba bakhona bakhona, ngingeke ngakhuluma ngamabizo amagama abantu. Abantu bakhona abaningi esilabo njalo kabazikhulumi ukuthi kumbe bangabe bengaphi ngoba bayazi ukubana inhlanganiso okufanele iqhubekele phambili ngokulwisa izano ikhiphe izano embuyisweni yithi njalo inhlanganiso elombono ngokuletha inhlelo zokuthuthukisa uZulu yithi.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Rejimoyo, ilunga le-MDCT Renewal Team obekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zithi amankampani awaqhatshwa ukuthi alungise indawo zemidlalo phambilini kwemidlalo ye-African Union Sports Council Region 5 Youth Games alokhu engalaleli izikhalazo zokuthi kuqhatshwe abantu bakuleli dolobho okuqhuba limsebenzi. Amabandla ezombusazwe elizweni abekhonona ukuthi uhulumende uqhatshe amakhampani angayisiwa koBulawayo wona aphinde alethe abantu abavela kwezinye izigaba ikakhulu eHarare ukuthi bezosebenza koBulawayo. Izakhamizi ezihlala kuward 13 lapho kulungiswa khona inkundla yeWhite City Stadium zithe zizadiliza osokwakhiwe kulindawo inkampani esebenza kulinkundla ingekela ukubaqhatsha ilanga lingakatshoni lamuhla. Okuningi ngalolu daba sikuzweni kungxoxo isiqhubelo umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla seBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Okay, khathesi kulo msebenzi wokuthi urenovate ipabasis ilevele leWhite City lama-swimming pools lezindawo ezinjalo. Kodwa kosokukhona khathesi ukuthi sinanzele ukuthi eWhite City sesikhuluma ngayo ikhampani eyawina ithenda le khaya ngathi ikhampani engayisiya koBulawayo. Njalo le khampani isuke iqhubeke futhi isigangile ngoba isithethe abantu abenza nale imisebenzi ephansi engela engadingi ukuthi umuntu abe ngumuntu ofundileyo. Leyo msebenzi sebeyinike abantu abavela outside Bulawayo. Kodwa siyakhola ukuthi nxa ama-All Africa Games elethe koBulawayo abantu ama-local fire lawo abelenzuzo kulokho. Ayikhona ukuthi kethatha abantu abavela kwezinye indawo. So yiwo umsindo okhona sikhuluma kanje kathesi.
Amabandla ezombusazo wena angena njani kulolu daba?
Engikunanzelela amabandla ezombusazo asegcekeni wonke balawo bakhuluma ngolimo olufana nawo ukuthi hayi basisa ukuthi kuqhatha ama-locals. Ngikhuluma ngezanu PS, ama-MDC, ozap, bonke bathi bona bafanele kuthatha ama-locals. Sikhuluma kanje kathesi abatsha bezanu PF bathi bona nxa kungaqhathwa ama-locals sebethreatened ukuthi bazahamba bayekwamla khonke okulungiswayo. Kodwa njalo i-concern yabantu bakoBulawayo ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi u-resident minister uSandi Moyo ukwaba le nkulumo engathi ayithabisanga abantu. Ngoba kwathi kufakwa le i-committee oyiye kufanele ibone ukuthi kwenziwa njani limidlalo. Kwase kufakwa u-director House uMagagula onguye u-director wakoBulawayo. Kwakhanya yena uSandi elokukhona nesimagagula ufakwe le nto leyo phela ngaf ukufaka abantu kuphela bephathi yake ezanupf so lokho abantu ngathi abakuthakazeleli kangako kodwa lanxa kunjalo sokusegcekeni ukuthi kungani khathesi abantu babesisa ukuthi i-covid leyi ingenisa abantu bakobulawa singelandaba lokuthi umuntu kuyipholisa nhlathi
selikhulumisana yini le committee leyi
i-committee leyi khanye ngathi ayibonakali lula kodwa abantu asebekwenzile kusebe-approach-e naleyo kusite osewonguye supervisor nokumanager bahle bamtshela ukuthi hhayi thina-ke baba lapha sesicela ukuthi ngawuqhatha laba bantu sicela ukuqhatha ama-locals ungaqhubeka ungabaqhatha ama-locals sizenza umsebenzi wakho ungahambi kodwa-ke sile mzamo njalo yokuthi sizame ukuthi ngavena le i-coordinating committee yakhona ukuthi sibone ukuhambe ibonakala ngapho kodwa besides khonoko la i-committee sikuzwile ukuthi abantu bakhonsele nxa yi-committee sibili elabantu bakobulawayo enhliziyweni yabo kufanele abaqala ukucabanga ngakho yobona indawo leli balungisa bangamele baze balande ngoba nxa abantu bekhulumile benza umsindo siyafisa i-committee lokhu sikuzwile sokufanele ibone lokhu kuyalungisiswa and kulungisa khathesi athi kusasa
lo ngumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi isiphathamandla sebulawayo Progressive Residents Association obekhuluma ecingweni ekwabulawayo
umongameli Barack Obama wele Melika uthi amazwe abensundu alakho ukungaphumeleli kangaka nxa inkokheli yawo ingasathathanga amanyathelo okuvimba umkhuba wokungathembeki owe-corruption njalo ikhuthalele ukulondoloza umbuso okhululekileyo ekhuluma emhlanganweni lenkokheli yabasakhulayo abavele emazweni ahlukeneyo e-Africa abe Young African Leaders Initiative iyali eWashington DC lamhlanje uObama uthe i-corruption isibhilize amazwe amaningi abensundu okugoqela lawo anothe kakhulu kwezemvelo
If there are not laws in place in which everybody is equal under the law so that there's not one set of rules for the well-connected and another set of rules for ordinary people if you do not have an economic system that is transparent and accountable so that people trust that if they work hard they will be rewarded for their work and corruption is rooted out if you don't have those basic mechanisms it is very rare for a country to succeed I will go further than that. That country will not succeed over the long term. It may succeed over the short term because it may have natural resources that it can extract and it can generate enough money to then distribute and create patronage networks. But over time, that country will decline.
Uphinde wancoma abesifazana ngokudlala indima enkulu ekukhuthazeni intuthuko emazweni awezwekazi le-Africa.
Governance as a starting point, it's not alone sufficient. You then also have to have an education system that's in place, and you have to have over time infrastructure. And there are all kinds of other elements that are necessary, but if you don't have the basic premise that ordinary citizens can succeed based on their individual efforts, that they don't have to pay a bribe in order to start a business or even get a telephone, that they won't be shaken down when they're driving down the street because the police officers aren't getting paid enough, and this is the accepted way to supplement their income. You know, if you don't have those things in place, then over time, there's no trust in the society. People don't have confidence that things are working the way that they should. And so then everybody starts trying to figure out, okay, what's my angle? How am I going to get my thing?
Umongameli Obama uphe inhlonipho owaba ngumongameli wakuqala weSouth Africa ekhululekileyo umnumzana umuyi umnumzana Nelson Mandela ngokuthumeza i-fellowship yeyali ukuba ibizwe ngokuthi yi-Nelson Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Esemukela abasakhulayo laba eWashington DC unobhala obona ngobudlelwano bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba umnumzana John Kerry uncome abasakhulayo kanye laba ikakhulu osakhulayo weZimbabwe okhuthalele ukuthi aze afike eMelika.
And I'm inspired by Zandile Lambu from Zimbabwe. Where is Zandile? Raise your hand. She is leading the charge to promote inclusive economic growth. And Zandile hasn't just spoken words about shared prosperity. She's walked the walk. She's used her position at Econet Services to create new trade opportunities for mobile money products in Africa. She's partnered with businesses to provide mobile money services to local communities. You know how hard it is to get money into people's hands or move it or control it. Well, there's a way to do that now in this mobile technological world that we all live in. And she's being creative and grabbing the best of that. She's volunteered to teach other young women how to design and develop mobile apps. She's not in this business to make money. She's in it to make a difference. And I'm proud that the future of this partnership is also in Zandile's hands.
Alo ke nginobhala ubona ngobudlelwano belemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba umnumzana John Kerry. Ukathe sike othini sixoxe lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7 obekhona le emhlanganweni ukuze asichathekele ukuthi bekusenzakalani. Yebo jahale zansi.
Kunjani Chris?
Ye, nguwe ukhanale labo Obama kusitshela ukuthi kuyini bekusenzakalani.
Yeah, kumnandi kakhulu ngapha Chris, ngiqeda ukudla nje kathezi ngisuthi kakhulu be kulokudla okuningi kakhulu. Ukhulumile ubaba uObama lisandadlala ibite eka baba uJohn Kerry ekhuluma ngoZandile Lambu. Kusijabulise kakhulu lathi njengabantu beZimbabwe ukuzwa omunye wethu evethwa ngegama phakathi kwama fellows abuye kule program angu 500 kube into esijabulise kakhulu laye uZandile ujabulile mbele thuba lokuhlangana laye umhlangano suphelile athembisa ukukhuluma laye ngizaba laye kuhlelo lwami lwezabatha nesonto ukhulumela uObama ukhulume kakhulu ngodaba lokuqhakatheka kwabatha ezwekazi leAfrica uthe bayikusasa yelizwe yamazwe abo ngalokho kumele baqinise babambe ziqine balwele inguquko emazweni abo ukhulume kakhulu ngodaba lwecorruption uthi icorruption esingathi kungethembeki ngesindebele yinto ebuyisela kakhulu muva izwekazi leAfrica wasola abanye abakhokheli beAfrica angabaqambanga ngamabizo athe banothile ukwendlula amazwe abo ama-resources abalawo bona njengabakhokheli njengabantu kabenefiti uzulu jikelele wamazwe abo. Olunye udaba oluqakathekileyo aluphetheyo uObama ludaba lokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesilisa labomama. Uthe ukuze izwekazi leAfrica liphumelele kumele kube lokulingana phakathi kwabo baba labomama, omama baphiwe labo amathuba obaba abawatholayo.
Ye, kati kuyini kakhulu okubangele ukubana uZandile abe nguye oqanjwayo phakathi kwabantu abaningi kangaka?
UZandile ungomunye wabaqanjiweyo ayisuye yedwa kuphinde kwaqanjwa njalo uAbigail umuleya yena ubethwe ngegama ngu-Obama. U-Abigail udabuka eBinga usebenza ikakhulu labomama laye ubethwe ngegama ngu-Obama wathi abantu abenza imisebenzi enje, imisebenzi encomekayo baqakathekile bayabukeka njalo kumele baqhubeke ngomsebenzi wabo. Ngokufanayo uJohn Kerry yiko ekubone kufanele ukuthi laye abize uZandile Lambu negama akhulume imisebenzi ayenzayo eyokuthuthukisa esingathi yikukhulumisana ngencingo ngetechnology yakathesi ephakamisa ikakhulu omama. Baningi abaqanjiweyo labo abavela kwamanye amazwe esingabambanga amagama abo.
Ye, okokugcina-ke ntungameli, wemukela njani ama-fellows konke lokho okwenzakaleyo? Sikhangela le nhlonipho enikwe umoyi uNelson Mandela.
Bajabule bafile abaningi lapha, akula ngisho loyedwa ongathabanga ngokwenzakeleyo engingakhuluma laye. Okubajabulisa kakhulu yikuthi lolu hlelo ngomnyaka ozayo uObama uthe uza lukhulisa uza kathesi bathethe bebelabantu abangu 500 kodwa uthe ngomnyaka ozayo bazathatha ama fellows angu 1000 which is a great achievement njalo uthe umhlangano omnyaka ozayo uza kwenzelwa eAfrica kusub Saharan Africa kabethanga ilizwe lapho za kwenzelwa khona kodwa sicabangela ukuthi kungaba si South Africa njengoba i-fellowship place nikwe igama lika Mandela njalo ngiyacabangela ukuthi bengathanda ukumhlonipha njalo uMandela ngaleyo ndlela ngokuhambisa lolu hlelo eSouth Africa next year.
Siyabonga ke Ntungameli Nkomo.
Ungakayi kaChana Ntunga kusasa kwenzakalani?
Ukusasa ziyaqhubeka inhlelo ngapha Chris program yangkhona angilayo eduzana ukuthi ngisho ukuthi ngoba nabakhulumayo kodwa ngingakutshela ukuthi ngolwesithathu ama fellows lapha aza addresswa ngumama welizwe uMichelle Obama.
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile, ungasiqedeli phela ukudla.
Azokuphelile ngwenya, nxa ungabuya ntambama kodwa ukuya ukukhona.
Okay, sibongile. Kwezemidlalo ke lamhlanje iqembu leHighlanders selikhokhela ngomklomelo owodwa ngemva kwemidlalo yeviki lesithupha emidlalweni enguqu esigaba sePremier Soccer League. Okunengasikuzweni kuntathele izindaba yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leBhosso litshiya abalandeli balo bezibuza ukuba kambe lizenelisa na ukuhluthuna isicoco sePSL sona esiphethwe liqembu leDynamo sekupheleni kwemidlalo yalonyaka ngemva kwendlela elidlale ngayo lele bantu Rovers emagumeni ngensonto. Leli qembu litshile imoya yabalandeli balo ngokwehluleka ukukhulela ele bantu umdlalo waze wafika emaphethelweni kungela qembu elenelise ukulitshayela emambuleni okuyimpumela edale ukuba womabili athole umklomelo owodwa ngalinye. Ngalokho ke iqembu leHighlanders lizithole selikhokhela amaqembu aphefumulela entanyeni yalo athi eleZPC Caribe kanye lele Dynamos ngomklomelo owodwa lona lile mklomelo engamashumi amathathu lanye kuthi wona ile mklomelo engamashumi amathathu kuphela. Kundawo yesine kuhlezi iqembu leCapes United lona lile mklomelo engamashumi amabili lesikhombisa lona lilandelwa ngele wange lile mklomelo engamashumi amabili lesithupha. Iqembu leFC Platinum lihlezi kundawo yesithupha lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili lantathu njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu leBuffaloes. Kundawo yethuba minombili kule qembu leHawmine lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili lambili kuthi ngemva kwalo kule qembu leChicken Inn lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili okulinani elilingana lele Shabani Mine. Iqembu leChapungu lihlezi kundawo yechumi lanye lile miklomelo elichumi lathuba munomunye ngaphansi kwalo kule qembu leBlack Rhinos lile miklomelo elichumi lathuba munembili. Kundawo ezine ezingaphansi kwengalane kule qembu leTriangle lile miklomelo elichumi lesikhombisa. Iqembu leHarare City elilingene ngemiklomelo leBantu Rovers omabili lile miklomelo elichumi lanhlanu. Kuthi emsileni kule qembu leChiretze lile miklomelo elichumi.
Hayi siyabonga ke Joseph Njanji ubelela ngelihle uhlelo lwethu luphela ke lamhlanje lapha. Igama lami nguChris Gande Lelale.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga sithi lingakhohlwa ku live talk lamuhla siyabe sixoxa ngokuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe usecelwe libandla lezana uPF ukuthi akhokhele uhlangothi lwabesifazana kuleli bandla olivalelisayo. Musithandekile mhlanga.